This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, one pitcher takes baseball's biggest stage, the World Series, and walks and walks and walks. How the Rockies got buried, coming up.
First, the United States says today it's going to impose a series of tough new sanctions against Iran. They are directed at Iranian banks and the powerful Revolutionary Guards. The sanctions were announced in Washington today by Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. She says they are a response to Iran's nuclear program and support for terrorist organizations.
The Iranian government continues to spurn our offer of open negotiations, instead threatening peace and security by pursuing nuclear technologies that can lead to a nuclear weapon, building dangerous ballistic missiles, supporting Shia militants in Iraq and terrorists in Iraq, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories.
And joining us now, NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, welcome back to the show. These are called the harshest sanctions against Iran in nearly 30 years, going back to the Islamic Revolution. Why now?
Well, why now is that the Bush administration is gradually ratcheting up the pressure on Iran. We've heard a number of statements from the president and the vice president and other members, senior members of the administration, putting pressure on Iran. And there have been a number of moderate steps taken in the last year, two rounds of quite moderate sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council. It's not clear how much effect this has had on the Iranian economy or on the activities of the leaders in Iran. Earlier this year, the United States sanctioned on its own one of the banks in Iran. But we can't tell. We don't have a great deal of evidence just what kind of impact this is having on Iran. And as a result, the more hawkish elements in the Bush administration are pushing for possible military action against Iran. So this looks like it's a response on the part of the State Department and the Treasury Department to impose more pressure in this struggle within the administration about what to do about Iran.
Well, they seem to be very specific. Three banks and the Revolutionary Guard. That's the very specific target. So what is the connection between these banks and the Guard?
Well, the connection is that the Revolutionary Guard is involved in a great deal of activities in the economy, particularly on the military side. They're involved in building and developing and possibly selling missile technology. They also have a hand in some of the nuclear activities, and the banks help them finance these activities, as banks would. These are very expensive activities. The Revolutionary Guard has a large budget. It needs to go out in the world and procure technology and other materials, and it needs banking help in order to do it.
So the sanctions extend to anyone doing business with these banks and individuals. You said earlier that it's tough to measure the impact of the previous sanctions. What about these?
Well, those sanctions particularly refer to Americans doing business with these enterprises and banks in Iran. And it's not clear that there's a great deal of activity on the part of American citizens in Iran, because there have been a wider set of sanctions for many, many years. The key is whether third parties outside the United States that clearly do business with Iran are going to be affected by this, and we're not quite sure at this point.
Secretary Rice mentioned some of the terrorist groups she says that Iran supports. How important is that support for Hezbollah and Hamas and the Iraqi Shia insurgents? Are these sanctions actually going to filter down to them?
It's hard to know. It's clear that Hezbollah in Lebanon gets a lot of financial support and a lot of arms from Iran. Hamas may be a different matter, and the Shiite militias in Iraq an even different matter. So it's hard for us to know, but it could very well be that this will have an impact on Hezbollah in Lebanon.
And what impact is it going to have on the community of nations that the U.S. is dealing with in trying to get tougher with Iran? Overall, what are the Russians and the Chinese going to say about
that? That's a very key question, Alex, because the Russians and the Chinese are the primary providers of high technology weaponry to Iran. More than $1.5 billion of weapons from Russia in the last few years, $500 million worth of weapons from China. China and Russia are not going to be happy with these sanctions and pressure from the United States to stop dealing with the Iranian military.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.